It seems there isn't too much Congress can agree upon these days, but there was an exception to that last night concerning the plight of Amir Hekmati of Flint, who is being held in Iran. Congressman Dan Kildee is with us now from Washington. The Flint Township Democrats saw a very satisfying result to a resolution he'd introduced. Congressman, you tweeted a photo from the floor of the House last night that really said it all, a rare vote of 391 to none for your resolution. Tell us what was in it.
Iran must release the Americans they hold. There are three Americans that we know they're holding, and provide any information on the whereabouts of a fourth American. My constituent, Amir Hekmati, has been in an Iranian prison now for nearly 4 years. I felt it was important that Congress speak to the Iranian people, to the Iranian government, and to the rest of the world with one voice and make it very clear that while we may have big disagreements in this country on some questions, when it comes to the question of Americans being held by Iran, there is no disagreement whatsoever.
And I'm wondering, do you have any indications from behind the scenes that last night's vote will resonate with Iran?
The question that we're asking ourselves is, if Iran is serious, if the election, for example, of President Rouhani is any indication that they do want to move in a moderate direction and move to reengage with the rest of the world, we need to be clear about what the steps would be in order for them to do that. In case they choose that path, there should be no doubt in their minds that one step, and we think the initial step, would be to stop holding political prisoners, to release these Americans, to realize that they can't behave in that fashion and not have other engagements, whether it's the nuclear agreement or their economic engagements, to be viewed in light of their other behavior. We just wanted to make that very clear.
As you said, Congressman, it'll be 4 years this August since Amir Hekmati was arrested as he visited his grandmother in Iran. And we know he'd been under a death sentence, and that was overturned, and then he was sentenced to 10 years in prison for collaborating with the U.S. government. Do you think it was the international pressure and being in the focus of the world that caused them to overturn the death sentence, and do you hope that'll continue and get them to overturn this 10-year sentence?
Anything that has happened that has been a positive development, which there have been few, but obviously the biggest one was setting aside his death sentence, has been as a result of international pressure. We know that Iran, the government in Iran, cares about what the world thinks of them and that they can't simply do whatever they please. We just need to ratchet up that pressure so that it's not just setting aside a death sentence for an innocent person, but making the gesture to the world and freeing these individuals is the only thing that we think they need to do now to at least become a legitimate player. We hope that they take this moment and realize there is no path forward for them if they continue to behave in this way.
We have been hearing reports that Amir Hekmati is losing hope and losing his spirit. What are you hearing from his family?
They're very concerned. I mean, his physical health has suffered. He's lost 30 pounds. But the bigger concern has to do with his mental state. He's an innocent man. I can't imagine what that would do to my mental state if I were facing that situation. After 4 years, what has this done to him, and is he going to be able to sustain himself? There have been times when he's taken matters into his own hands. He's had a couple of periods where he went on a hunger strike. The concern, of course, is that we keep him strong as we continue this battle. So that's actually one of the reasons, is to help strengthen him so that he knows and his family knows that despite the fact that he's languished in this prison for 4 years, the Congress of the United States is standing behind him.
Is the family getting firsthand accounts from people who have actually seen him? Are they getting letters from him, and are their letters getting through to him? Do we know?
There is communication back and forth with him, but this has been a fairly recent development. He's even been allowed some telephone calls with his mother. So there is some communication. It's monitored communication. The information in and out of the prison is basically overseen by those running the prison. So we're not quite sure what gets in. But, you know, there are ways to make sure he understands what's happening. And that's the most important thing for us, is to hear from him what he knows about his situation, which is unfortunately very little, but to make sure he knows that there's this entire effort, both in Congress and around the country, to continue to keep his case in the forefront, that it won't be forgotten. And the fact that he's been able to have phone calls has made it somewhat easier for the family to communicate that to him.
Congressman, what do you think has to happen next?
the onus is on Iran. There is a deadline right now. June 30 is when the framework for the nuclear negotiations expires. So there's a push to try to wrap up those negotiations. But this is a really critical time. Iran has to continue to hear messages from around the world that if they expect any movement toward the global community, whether it's the nuclear negotiations themselves or economic engagement or political engagement, if they expect any of that kind of engagement to be legitimate, they have to take the step of releasing the Americans that they hold. Our efforts now will turn to directly communicating with the Iranian government through the opportunities that we have and to ask our allies to do the same thing. And hopefully Iran will get the message.
Dan Kildee is the Democratic congressman from Flint Township. Congressman, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.